Okay, here we go. Hello and welcome to How Officer Training Will Help Your Club Succeed. This is the first of our webinar series. I appreciate you all being on the call. I just want to go over a couple housekeeping items. If you could please turn your videos on mute, as well as your turn your videos off. And we will be doing our Q&A at the end of the session. So if you have any questions during the session, please just write them down, and then you may use the chat feature to ask the questions for Janet at the end. Without further ado, I would like to do our introduction of our speaker. President's Distinguished. It was unheard of in District 52. However, for the first time in 33 years, Janet Walters and her district achieved that goal. She came up with the slogan, President's Distinguished, make it happen. One by one, member by member, she took on the challenge of achieving President's Distinguished. Janet reiterated a lot that being President's Distinguished begins with an attitude that you are a champion. Soon, the individual efforts evolved into district-wide teamwork. The result, District 52 became number one in the U.S. and Western Hemisphere, and number 10 in the world for the 2015-16 year. Janet credits Toastmasters for teaching her the nuts and bolts in becoming an effective leader and communicator. She says that since I've joined Toastmasters in 2007, I know that with every fiber of my being, I can have, be, or anything I want, provided I do the work. Her enthusiasm and sincerity compels audiences to take action and achieve results. Outside of Toastmasters, Janet is a leadership development corporate trainer and public speaker. She firmly believes that having a vision, making a plan, taking action, and never giving up are the keys to success in anything and everything. Janet also gives speeches and conducts workshops on topics of leadership, motivation, volunteerism, reinvention, and life fulfillment. In this webinar, Janet will share three benefits on how officer training will help your club succeed. Get ready to find out how officer training will help your club succeed. Let's welcome Janet to District 52's first webinar series.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. Welcome, fellow Toastmasters. So grateful to have you here on the very first Mastermind webinar series ever in District 52. You are leaders and you are champions. Well, here's the deal. Everything you learn and do in Toastmasters, it develops your leadership and communication skills, it boosts your self-confidence, and it provides experience that you can add on your resume. And here, right before you, check this out. There are transferable skills. And oh, by the way, I just want to let everyone know, I will be sending my speaking points over to Stephanie and Kathleen, and they'll make that available to you. So don't worry about taking quick notes. You will have my notes, okay? All right, so transferable skills. Let's just take a look at this. There's so many. Now, for the president, you have experience in leadership, leading teams, meeting goals, and motivating and coaching others. The cool thing about this is that, you know, when you are a president, you are the leader, and you get to learn how to handle conflict and meet goals and coach people to their success. As for the vice president of education, you have a great job of being a leader as well. You have the privilege of motivating others, setting and achieving goals, organization, and leadership. You are ultimately the guidance counselor. You are the mentor, and you are the one that really inspires people to make things happen in your club and in their individual lives. Vice president of membership, you develop your sales skills, improve communication skills, and confidence to meet people. And the other great and fabulous thing about this, you guys, is that all these skills that I'm sharing that's here on the screen, these are completely transferable to your professional experience that you can put on your resume. Vice president of public relations, you gain marketing experience, you have proficiency using social media websites and applications, and you increase your sales skills and you boost your confidence to meet with the public. And secretary, in this role, you really do improve your communication and listening skills, proficiency at using software programs, accurate record keeping, time management, and organization. Treasurer, okay, this is a real important one too. you get to receive and manage money. You're budgeting, you're keeping accurate records. And also this is really helpful for increasing your time management skills and organizational skills. And of course, our sergeant at arms, you are very important, because without you, how are we going to have effective meetings? How are they going to be organized? We need you to prepare them, organize them. And something else about serving as sergeant at arms, you will be equipped, especially if you speak outside of Toastmasters, if you are preparing for events, if you have to give a speech outside, you'll know how to work. You'll be familiar with the, you know, working the laptops and the media, and you will be completely ready to go, and you will not be afraid of using the projector and, you know, talking and getting people prepared for the speech or the activity that is upcoming. All right, so that's transferable skills in a nutshell. Additionally, what you get out of your club officer training, oh, look, we have the club success plan. This, you guys, is the big one, the club success plan. Check out this link. You can click on that link and you will see how the club success plan works. This is the foundation to your club's success. When you work it, it works for you. It's a living document. I can promise you it will work if you work it. In fact, all clubs that are distinguished or better use this plan. And you don't have to make it complicated. It's right there. And in fact, if you do it on PDF, you can type in and put different information and you can update it. So it's a great living document. See, Stephanie's typing her name. And of course, the acronym is CSP, Club Success Plan. Okay, well, as we move on, I wanted to, oh, look at this, the District 52 website. That is also a very important key component. This is something that every single officer should utilize. In addition to Toastmasters.org, come and look at the District 52 website. It has all the incentives. It has everything about the district, club growth, district leadership. You name it, they've got it. You have everything there. And they also have a search function on the left-hand side. I invite you to explore this District 52 website. This will help you be a strong leader in your club. And remember, the club leadership, that's the tab to help you out there. Okay, moving on. What I wanted to talk to you about is when you attend, okay, this is for officer training, you know that. But what you're going to get out of it, there are three main components. You are going to either be introduced or you're going to review the foundations of successfully running your Toastmasters club. You're also working together. Remember, we talked about the distinguished club, well, we talked about the club success plan. Your foundation, you're going to achieve individual and collective goals. And the other component, which is really important, and this is a really important what's in it for me, is you're developing yourself. You're developing yourselves. You're developing members. You're developing your club. You're becoming stronger leaders, and you're giving help people become confident, and everyone's working together in their speech, giving their speeches, and becoming leaders. A lot of people, I mean, I've witnessed this for myself, where people are just scared to even give their icebreaker, that they're in tears. And then you look at them a couple of years later, they're on the path to becoming a distinguished Toastmaster. So I'd like to dive in just a little bit more on these. When you get your introduction or review for your club growth, I mean, for your club training, you're going to learn how to navigate your Toastmaster International site. You should know how to get on, log in, how to utilize it, check out the roster, and work it so it is running and it's serving you and your members. You also will learn about or review the Distinguished Club Program, what it is and how it benefits you. And as we talked about for a moment, we talked about the Club Success Plan, that foundation. Do not avoid it. I know people in District 52 are very comfortable now with a DCP. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you, but you also got to embrace the club success plan and, of course, the moments of truth. You will get that in your training. And the thing that really surprises me the most is that there's a lot of people who you don't even know how to do that. And it's not to criticize you. It's that we're here to give you this opportunity that you can be a leader and you'll be comfortable with it and you can teach others. All right, I want to talk to you about motivating members to achieve their individual goals. It's a big one, right? We all want to be motivated. We all think we need someone to motivate us, but we don't. We don't. Did you know that I have to motivate myself every day? I don't have Tony Robbins knocking on my door and say, hey, Janet, guess what? President's Distinguished, make it happen. You can do it. Yeah, DTM. No, I can't do it for you either. You're going to do it yourself. But when you master that, motivating yourself is like brushing your teeth. You've got to do it or not. But if you don't, you pay the consequences. Now, by doing that, when you are a knowledgeable, trained, and experienced officer, you will have that confidence and you are motivating others by teaching them how to motivate themselves as you achieve success together. All right. The last point is developing your leadership and communication skills while you're developing strong leaders and communicators in your club. Look at it this way. Don't you want to see your members grow and develop, right? It's a lot of people think it's just a social thing and to have fun, and you should have fun. Don't get me wrong, you should have fun. But we're there for a reason. We took the Toastmasters promise. We are here to improve ourselves. And this is, in my opinion, a priceless investment. It's what, about $100 a year? So many great benefits. And at the same time, are helping your members grow. You are developing your club. You're making your club a more dynamic, a more happening club, a club where everyone wants to be a member of. Imagine that. If you're a distinguished or better club and you are trained and the officers are trained, you're all on the same page, you are in it together, and the members get enthusiastic and everyone works together to achieve more. And then finally, this is all about you. I get that. It's about you. We all want to succeed. We all want to benefit. But when you help enough people get what you want, what they want, you will get what you want. Remember that. So it's a win-win-win situation. And my 10 minutes are up. I want to thank you, Stephanie and Kathleen and audience. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janet. That was extremely educational. And I know I learned something new. I appreciate it. I'd like to take this time chat feature to anybody who is interested in asking a question. So if you would like to answer or ask a question, you can do it at this time. While everybody is gathering their questions, oh, here we go. We have a question here. When are the training dates? Great question. Thank you for that.
Well, that is a great question. And that grit, you can get that information on the District 52 website. And you might be thinking, oh my gosh, there's only a few training dates left. What am I going to do? I can't make any of them. Well, I have good news for you. All you have to do is get in touch with our program quality director, Kathleen Lubin. And she will make arrangements to ensure that your club officers are trained. But if you take a look at February here, do you mind scrolling down? Oh, I lost it. Yeah, we still have a few more trainings left, so go for it. There's a TLI coming up on Wednesday. If you're in downtown LA, come on down. LA loves you, okay? But remember, Kathleen Lubin, program quality director, is here to help you. Any questions about that? Please, don't put it off. It's for your own benefit.
Thank you so much, Janet. That was a great answer. Are there any other questions? I would like to take this time to advertise our next webinar, featuring Cersei Denyer. She is a distinguished Toastmaster. She is also our District 52 Chief Judge, and she will be conducting the next webinar. And if you just excuse me one moment, we have one more question here. The question is, can we have a training at our company?
Can you have training at your company? Yes, you can. All you have to do is get in touch with Kathleen, and she will make the arrangements.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Can we get training on improving your club website?
Oh, this, you're in the right ear, you guys. You're totally in the right ear. In fact, Mark Richards, we know Mark Richards. He was featured in Toastmasters magazine not too long ago. He's doing a webinar on February 16th. The details are posted on the District 52 calendar. That's what I'm saying. District52.org is your friend. All the details are there. Find out about it and take advantage of this webinar. I'm sorry, this website training.
Great. Thank you, Janet. There's another question. This is a great one. Do we need to train again if we attended in July?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes, yes. You're supposed to get trained twice a year. And I know sometimes people get tripped up on this and say, well, why do I have to train twice a year? Every year. Well, that's the beauty of it. You know, when extraordinary people make things look easy. But how do they do it? They keep, it's repetition, and they go in, and each time you go in, there's something else that you can improve. There's something else that you will learn. There is something that you can share with the others. So yes, you absolutely need to go to both trainings. Plus, it's a great way to get beyond those four Toastmaster walls that you're in each time you have a meeting. Get out, network, and meet some people.
Great. Thanks, Janet. Another question for you. How can I become a trainer?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I think the answer to that question would be to get in touch with Kathleen Lubin, since she is the program quality director. And Stephanie, because you are the DCP chair, I know you work alongside with Kathleen. So maybe, do you handle that as well, or is it basically Kathleen?
I would recommend contacting Kathleen Lubin and Marsha.
Bruce Bush.
Yes.
Marsha. Oh, yes. Marsha. Wow. Yeah. Talk to Marsha and talk to Kathleen. Yes. Good to see you, Marsha. I'm glad you're here with us tonight. Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Do we have any other questions? No. Oh, how long are the trainings?
I know Kathleen has done some significant and outstanding changes. Maybe Marsha or Kathleen could answer that question. I don't know if it's 1 hour or 2 hours these days. I think Marsha's coming on.
I just got a message from Kathleen who said that it is 1 hour to 3 hours for TLI. So the 1 hour, I believe, is the officer training and out of the 3 hours at TLI. So the rest of the 2 hours are for the breakout sessions.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. You see, that's the beauty of Toastmasters. You learn something new every day. I just learned something.
Do we have any other questions? Oh, how much does officer training cost?
That's free. That's what it's beautiful. It doesn't cost anything.
I agree. That is beautiful. It's actually, I believe, free to all Toastmasters.
It is absolutely free to all Toastmasters. Oh, you bring up a really good point. It is free to all Toastmasters. And I highly, highly encourage you to bring your assistant club officers and people who are interested in becoming club officers. That way they'll be primed and prepared for what's to come.
I agree, Janet. Definitely want to bring as many people as you can, because it really exposes the Toastmasters members to exactly what the officers do. And then I have another question of who is our keynote speaker at TLI on Wednesday?
I think it's Lance Miller. Kathleen would know.
Yes, Lance Miller.
Oh, Lance Miller, you guys, you got to go to that.
Yes, and another question, I can bring prospective officers?
Yes, absolutely, bring them.
Okay. Lance Miller is one of the world champions of public speaking, so I know I've seen him before, and he's absolutely fabulous.
Yes, he's the one who says there's no reason why any club does not achieve presence distinguished. This man means business, and he believes in all of us that we're completely capable. And I agree with him. He just has this way of influencing us to do our absolute best. And you know, it's like having a celebrity in our presence. It's a pleasure having Lance Miller at the TLIs or any event.
I agree. It is like having a celebrity in our presence. Very exciting when he's there. Got a couple more minutes for questions. If anybody else has any questions that they're dying to ask. Oh, here's another one. What if I am an officer in two clubs?
That's a great question. All you have to go to the training, okay? Go to the training and make sure you write down the clubs that you are an officer in. And when you fill out the form, when you sign in, it should have those spaces where you can list each officer role that you are in. So you do it on each line. It's there, and you could do up to 3 officer roles per club.
Great. I did not know that, Janet. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So if you're holding 2 roles in your one club and you're holding 2 roles, up to 3, actually. So, but that's a lot. I think you'd be really busy. But if you did, you could get credit for both clubs for up to 3 offices per club.
Perfect. I have another question. I can't find my officer manual. Can I download it?
You know what? That should be downloadable. In fact, I believe it's on the District 52 website. They have quite a few links there that you can get that officer manual that you're looking for.
Yes, I actually just found it today on the District 52 website. Both the officer manual and the Distinguished Club Program manual that includes the club success plan, both of those are downloadable is what I found today.
Yeah.
These are all really great questions. Does anybody have any more? Do I need to bring a computer to training?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Can you also bring a tablet?
Sure. Absolutely.
Is it a requirement to bring a computer, or is it more of an optional, just in case I don't have a working laptop?
You know what? At this point, right now, it's not a requirement, but it's highly recommended. It's highly encouraged that you bring it. And if you don't have one, then maybe you could get one at a really good price. I'm not saying you have to run out and buy one just for this training, but consider that, you know, technology is something that's not going away, and we're going to continue to go forward in technology, and that's happening in Toastmasters as elsewhere in the workplace and in the world. So think about that. In the meanwhile, you know, I would imagine it'd be okay to share a computer screen with somebody, but it's something to definitely consider for yourself later on.
I agree. Definitely, even if you don't have a computer, still come to Officer Training, TLI. I'm sure you have a friend that will be willing to share.
Yes.
I'll take one more question. All right, I think it's about time to just wrap this up. I wanted to, again, advertise for our next Mastermind webinar series, which is Conducting a Successful Club Contest. You may know, some of you may not know, but I'll share with you that club contests are coming up. So this is going to be a great webinar on how you can conduct this successfully. I know this is something that I had to learn a few months ago as an area director. So I'm really excited about this club contest webinar because Thirsty Denyer is absolutely fabulous. She's our District 52 Chief Judge, and she will be our featured speaker for this webinar. The date for that is February 22nd, 7 to 7:30, same time. And the instructions are right there on the flyer. The flyer will be posted on the District 52 website and also will be emailed out to all Toastmasters members in District 52. And if you see there on the bottom, there is a link to materials on planning a speech contest. And I highly recommend you check out that link. Lastly, I want to thank you again, Janet, for being our speaker today. You're absolutely fabulous, very educational, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate your time and all of your knowledge. So thank you again, Janet.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you guys very soon. Thanks for having me tonight.
Okay. Have a good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.